Hayyakum Allah, dear brothers and sisters, with another session in which we continue the chapter of the miracles that Imam Jama'ili rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Mukhtasar As-Sira An-Nabawiyyah, مختصر سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسيرة أصحابه العشرة. The brief of the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the 10 companions of his رضي الله تعالى عنه. As I said, as a continuation of the miracles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, here we continue what Imam Jama'ili says. He said, أخبر أن طوائف من أمته يغزون البحر. Imam Jama'ili is saying that, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that some of his ummah will use the sea to reach where the kuffar are for the jihad. So they are going to invade the sea, or invade the kuffar through the sea. And then he said, وَإِنَّ أُمَّ حَرَام بِنْتِ مِلْحَان بِنْتَ مِلْحَان مِنْهُمْ. And the great female companion, أُمَّ حَرَام بِنْتَ مِلْحَان, from amongst those ones are going to invade the sea, or through the sea. Then Imam Jama'ili said, فَكَانَ كَمَا قَالَ, and it happened as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some of his ummah invaded the sea, and Umm Haram bint Milhan was one of them when they invaded and conquered Greece. وقال لعثمان إنه سيصيبه بلوى فقتل عثمان. And he told Uthman that affliction is going to fall on him, and it was his death, he was killed. وقال للحسن بن علي, and he said to his grandson الحسن بن علي بن أبي طالب, إن ابني هذا سيد, verily this son of mine is honored person, or is a master. ولعل الله أن يصلح به بين فئتين من المؤمنين عظيمتين فكان كذلك. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, so Allah Ta'ala might make him the cause of the compromise between two great groups of believers. Then Imam Jama'ili said, and it was as he said. And this was when the Khilafah came to him after his father was killed, and then his brother Hussein was killed as well. Then he took the Khilafah, and it was one Khalifa in one side and another Khalifa in other side. So he decided not to spill more blood and not to continue the way his brother Hussein decided. So he radiallahu anhu he gave the Khilafah to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in order to stop the fight between the believers. وأخبر بمقتل الأسود العنسي الكذاب ليلة قتله وبمن قتله وبصنعاء اليمن وبمثل ذلك في قتل كسرى. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the night when Al-Aswad Al-Anasi was killed in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina, at that night he said, he told the Sahaba that Al-Aswad is killed tonight and so and so killed him. And he also gave the same news about Kisra and who to kill him. وأخبر عن الشيماء بنت بقيلة الأزدية أنها رفعت له في خمار أسود على بغلة شهباء فأخذت في زمن أبي بكر الصديق خالد بن الوليد بهذه الصفة. And he also said to the Sahaba that Al-Shayma bint Buqaylat al-Azdiya, she was the sister of the king of Yemen, rufi'at lahu, she was raised to him, fi khimar aswad ala baghlatin shahba, she was raised to him to see her while she was having black khimar, and she was riding a female donkey. Ibn Ma'ili said that, and it happened exactly the same he described, but that was at the time of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and it happened with the army led by Khalid ibn Walid. And he said to Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to him, ta'ishu hamidan شهيدا فعاش حميدا وقتل يوم اليمامة شهيدا. He told him, you live in a good way so people are pleased with you, and you're gonna be killed as a martyr. So he lived as the Prophet ﷺ described, and he was killed as a martyr in the battle of Yamama against Musaylam al-Kadhab. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a man who claimed that he is Muslim, when he was with him in the battle, and he said, this man is from the people of the fire. That was before he was killed. So the Sahaba went and chased and found that man was, as the Prophet ﷺ said, he did something that caused him the fire, which is that he killed himself. He suicide. تزوج انجل very badly and he did not show patience. He wasn't patient, so he killed himself by his sword. And he invoked Allah Ta'ala to bring Umar ibn Khattab to Islam, so Umar became Muslim. And he asked Allah that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu should never feel the cold and hot withers. So Ali radiallahu anhu never ever suffering of cold or hot and whatsoever weather and climate it is. And he supplicated for Abdullah ibn Abbas to have fiqh in the deen of Islam, and that Allah Ta'ala give him the understanding of the tafsir of the Quran. And so he used to be called Habr al-Ummah and the Bahar. The Habr is the one, the great alim, whose is ilm is way more than anyone's ilm. And he used to be called Bahar for the much ilm he has. And he supplicated for Anas ibn Malik with a long life and much income, much wealth and children, and that Allah Ta'ala blessed all this for him. So he got in his life 120 male child, 120 sons of his own, and his palm trees used to give fruit twice a year, while everyone else only once. And he lived for 120 years or something like that. And when Utayba ibn Abi Lahab, his cousin, teared his own shirt and harmed him with, Isa sallam asked Allah Ta'ala to send a dog from which Allah Ta'ala created to kill him and destroy him. And so happened when he was in Al-Zarqa in Al-Sham in Jordan, Allah sent him a lion which killed him, killed Utayba. وَشُكِيَ إِلَيْهِ قُحُوتُ الْمَطَرِ. And the people of Medina complained that there is no rain while he was on the minbar. So he asked Allah Ta'ala to send down rain. At that time there was no any piece of cloud in the heavens. And immediately the cloud came from where Allah Ta'ala knows and formed as a big shield over the heavens of Medina, and it continued raining for one complete week, non-stop, from this Friday until the next Friday. When a man came while the Prophet ﷺ was on the minbar again, giving the khutbah, and the man complained of the too much rain. So he ﷺ asked Allah to hold it. So it was healed then and then. And after Salatul Jumu'ah, after the Jumu'ah prayer, they just went out walking, no rain. While it used to rain for one whole week. And he fed the soldiers at Al-Khandaq, the trench, Ghazwat al-Ahzab. And there were about 1,000 persons. He fed them one sa' of sha'ir, or lesser than that. وَبَهِيمَ فَشَبِعُوا وَانْصَرَفُوا وَالطَّعَامُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ مَا كَانَ. Isa ﷺ fed the 1,000 soldiers in Al-Ahzab, in the battle of Al-Ahzab, from one sa' of sha'ir. Sa' of sha'ir is lesser than 3 kilograms. It's about 2 kilograms and 40 grams, 2,040 grams. By just that, he fed 1,000 soldiers and one small sheep that they slaughtered and cooked, and they ate till they were full and left, and still the food is too much. And he also fed them in another day dates, were very little dates sent to him from the daughter of Bashir ibn Sa'd al-Ansari. It was sent to her father, who was in the battle, and her uncle, mother's brother, Abdullah ibn Rawah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that little dates and subjugated Allah Ta'ala, so it was blessed, and it was enough for all the army, 1,000, and they used to have extra ones from it. And he commanded Umar ibn Khattab to supply 400 soldiers who were riding there, either camels or horses or mules. He commanded him to give them dates, and it was from a branch of balm tree which has little dates on it, but they all got dates, and they remain as if none of it was gone. And he one day was in the house of Abu Talha with about 80 men. Abu Talha had no food except a couple of pieces of bread. As Anas said, I put it under my armpit and I covered it. So if it means, and Anas was young, was small, so it means if it is, yani, if it was enough for it to be covered by holding it under the armpit, then this is really little. And he fed also an army, complete army, from the bag of food of Abu Huraira. And just to make you know how big and how much food, how big is the bag and how much food in it. Just to make you know that, or understand it, or realize it, you just need to know that Abu Huraira did not used to have food. He used to stay in the masjid, and he may fall unconscious because he did not have anything to eat for days. And as he said, I used to ask the Sahaba about an ayah of Quran, which I know it more than them, and I'm sure about that. I just want them to invite me to their houses in order to teach me, and at the same time they feed me, because he was poor and hungry. But although that was the situation of Abu Huraira, yet Rasulullah ﷺ took his bag of food and invited the whole army, and they ate from it, and there was extra. And then the Prophet ﷺ supplicated for him by barakah in that bag, so he ate from the food which was there the rest of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the rest of the life of Abu Bakr, the rest of the life of Umar, the rest of the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And when Uthman was killed, he gave that as a gift. Which, when they weighed it, there was about 50 whisk of dates in it, all given fi sabilillah. And he fed, or he gave as a walima when he married Zainab bint Jahsh, or Zainab bint Khuzaym. He gave us a walima, a food that is sent in a pot, in a small pot called qas'a. Sulaim gave it to him as a gift. And when the people ate at the walima, the qas'a was raised to Sulaim, and they did not know when the food was more, is it before the people eat or after. And in the Battle of Hunain, he took some stones from the floor, and he threw it to the army of Hunayn, of Hawazin, and they defeated them. There was no one of Hawazin who came to fight the Prophet ﷺ, except that the soil of that handhold entered in their eyes. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 17, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And he one day came out of his house in Mecca when there were about more than 100,000 of Quraysh waiting for him to kill him. So he put the soil over their heads and he left between their hands. And when he was migrating, Siraqa ibn Malik ibn Juhshum followed him to kill him or to arrest him. So when he came closer to him, he saw Salim asked Allah for his horse, that the front arms of the horse, front legs of the horse, to get into the soil, into the ear, into the ground, and it happened. So Siraqa called him, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, release me and I will not come back to that. And then he asked Rasulullah to ask Allah for him, to give him guidance. So the Prophet asked Allah, and then Siraqa became one of the great Sahaba. And there are a lot of the miracles that leave the person well amazed. And there are a lot of proofs of his prophethood, and a lot to talk about his beautiful manners and characters. As Jama'ili said, we have just gave a brief of that, just to make you able to read or hear it interesting to know. And inshallah ta'ala, on the next Sunday we are going to talk about the biography of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.